All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And with the end of 2017 here, tax season is set to begin, and you can contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, it is almost time for the New Year's Six slate of bowl games, as well as the two national semifinals, which will get us one step closer to determining a college football champion for the 2017-2018 college football campaign. And the New Year's Six is going to get going this Friday in Arlington, Texas at AT&T Stadium, as you're going to have the champions of the Pac-12 conference, and I'm talking about the 8th ranked Southern California Trojans, taking on the Big Ten conference champions in the 5th ranked Ohio State Buckeyes. Typically, this is a classic matchup that is set up for the Rose Bowl in Pasadena. But of course, the Rose Bowl is a site of one of the national semifinal games this season, which has pushed this game a little bit east. And when you think about Big Ten versus Pac-12, two of the programs that really come to mind first are USC and Ohio State, as they are two of the premier college football programs in the nation. Excuse me. Now, you just have to ask yourself, how motivated will Ohio State be? Because the Buckeyes really felt, and a lot of people around them as well, felt that Ohio State should have been playing in the college football playoff over Alabama. And because of the Buckeyes not getting there, how motivated will they be to go out and finish their season in the Cotton Bowl? Now, you look at USC. Typically, this would be a season where SC would be heading to the Rose Bowl. They did have their two losses during the season. They lost to Notre Dame and they lost to Washington State. But this is a team that came out for the most part and they lived up to it. I mean, it was a tough task after what USC was able to do last season in winning the Rose Bowl as far as a comeback and be a contender once again. And SC was the pride of the Pac-12. And you look at this contest because it could be the final start for quarterback Sam Darnold, as a lot of people feel that he will be one of the first or second picks in the upcoming NFL draft. Along with Sam Darnold, you have Ronald Jones at running back and Deontay Burnett at wide receiver, as this trio will definitely keep the Ohio State defense on its heels. But this season, as opposed to last year, we saw Darnold force the football a little bit more and throw interceptions. And this Buckeyes defense, which is ranked 8th in the nation in total defense, will look to take advantage of that. However, when you look at the body of work from Sam Darnold, this is a guy that, you know what, the bigger the game, the bigger that he plays. And of course, the bright lights of AT&T Stadium going up against another national program could bring out the best in Darnold. Now, for Ohio State, it's the final game for senior quarterback JT Barrett, and he wants to go out on a positive note. And for the Buckeyes to win this game, Barrett, as well as running back J.K. Dobbins, are going to have big games. I talked about this Ohio State defense. They have 37 team sacks on the season, and will they be able to not only contain Darnold, but force him into making mistakes? SC can bring it defensively as well, as they have 43 team sacks to go along with 16 interceptions. I think this is going to be a good one. I think Ohio State will be motivated to play, and I think the Buckeyes find a way to pull away in the fourth quarter. Thus, I'm going to take OSU down at Arlington by the score of 38-24. Now, in the Fiesta Bowl, you are going to have another Pac-12 Big Ten showdown, as you're going to have the 11th ranked Washington Huskies traveling to take on the 9th ranked Penn State Nittany Lions. And for Wazoo, this was a team that was in the college football playoff last season. They had a couple of hiccups this season, and unfortunately for their sake, they were unable to even win the Pac-12 North. But for head coach Chris Peterson, he still has quarterback Jake Browning along with running back Miles Gaskin, and they will make life tough for this Penn State defense. Defensively, the Huskies are ranked 5th in the nation in total defense, which includes 38 team sacks along with 13 interceptions. And this Washington defense has a tall task ahead of them if they intend to slow down this Penn State offense, which is led by quarterback Trace McSorley, and running back Saquon Barkley. The Nittany Lions do have 38 team sacks, but I think the most important thing for Penn State to do, they have to game tackle Myles Gaskin, because if you slow him down, you slow down this Huskies offense. I think this is going to be a solid game. Chris Peterson knows a thing or two about winning the Fiesta Bowl going back to his days as the head coach at Boise State. However, for James Franklin and his crew, I think this is Penn State's time to shine. They know a thing or two about the Fiesta Bowl as well, going back many years when they upset Miami for the national championship. This is not the national championship, but I still think Penn State will come out on top by the score of 38-27. Now, also on Saturday, it's the Orange Bowl down in Miami, as you're going to have the 6th-ranked Wisconsin Badgers out of the Big Ten Conference taking on the 10th-ranked Miami Hurricanes out of the Atlantic Coast Conference. A very intriguing matchup here, as it's a contrast of styles. But you look at it, of course, Miami's going to have an advantage because they are playing on their home field. And for Wisconsin, this was a team, they played in the Big Ten West. Of course, the Big Ten West was nowhere near as competitive as the Big Ten East all season long. And once they got to the Big Ten title game, they fell short against a better Ohio State team. Now for Miami, they began the season, you know, as world beaters, got to their regular season finale and were upset by Pitt. And then they had the brakes beaten off of them in the ACC championship game by Clemson. Now you just have to ask yourself, how will Miami be able to respond? They have a tough task ahead of them. First and foremost, because they're facing a Wisconsin team that has the top-ranked defense in the nation, which includes 39 team sacks and 17 interceptions. You look at quarterback Alex Hornibrook for the Badgers. This is a guy that does not turn the football over, as he has done a tremendous job in protecting the rock, as well as running back Jonathan Taylor, as this guy is legit, and he will lean on this Miami defense throughout the game. Now, for the Hurricanes and head coach Mark Richt, he's going to rely on quarterback Malik Rozier to try to bounce back after two so-so performances in order to get Miami another victory. The Canes do have 43 team sacks this season along with 17 interceptions, and hopefully for their sake, playing in front of their home crowd will be just what the doctor ordered needed for them to get back on track with a win and finish the season on a positive note. I think Miami wins by a squeaker by the score of 30-24. Now, on New Year's Day, you're going to have the Chick-fil-A Bowl, or the Peach Bowl, rather, down in Atlanta, as you're going to have the 12th-ranked Central Florida Knights out of the American Athletic Conference taking on the 7th-ranked Auburn Tigers out of the Southeastern Conference. Now, for UCF, this is a bittersweet game as they are bidding farewell to head coach Scott Frost, who, after leading them to an undefeated season, will return to his alma mater at Nebraska to be their head coach following this game. Now, for UCF to pull off the upset, it starts with quarterback Mackenzie Milton and wide receiver Tre'Quan Smith. Will they be able to navigate this Auburn defense? 18 team interceptions on the season for Central Florida, and will they be able to try to slow down Auburn quarterback Jarrett Stidham? But the one thing about the Tigers, they live and die by their running game with Kerryon Johnson. And once they can get that up-tempo offense going, they will be tough to stop. Defensively, Auburn was ranked 13th in the nation this season, which included them getting 36 team sacks. You go back to Auburn's the way that the regular season ended for Auburn. They got blown out in the SEC championship game by Georgia on this same field in Atlanta, and it left a bitter taste in their mouth. And for Gus Malzahn and his crew, they definitely have not forgotten about that. I don't think that they will look past Central Florida and they will take them lightly. Thus, I'm going to take Auburn to get the victory in this one by the score of 37-24. Now, moving ahead to the national semifinals, it's going to begin at Pasadena in the Rose Bowl, as you're going to have the 3rd-ranked Georgia Bulldogs, the champions of the SEC, taking on the 2nd-ranked Oklahoma Sooners, who are the champions of the Big 12. And for Georgia this season, they were the real deal. Yes, they got blown out towards the end of the regular season on the road at Auburn, but they came back in the SEC championship game and they redeemed themselves in a big way, which is why they are now in the national semifinal. You look at young quarterback Jake Fromm, he is playing well beyond his years and he is leaning on this powerful Georgia running game, which includes Nick Chubb and Sony Michel as ball carriers. The Dawgs can bring it on defense as well, as they have the fourth ranked defense, which is led by linebacker Roquan Smith. And I'll tell you this, this defense for Georgia will have to go out there and contain Oklahoma quarterback Baker Mayfield, because as Baker Mayfield goes, this entire team goes. It's not just an offensive thing, it's a team thing for Oklahoma. And what Georgia's going to have to do, they're going to have to keep him in the pocket and make him make plays from the pocket. Mayfield is at his best when he's scrambling around in that Johnny Manziel, Michael Vick mode. But when you keep him in the pocket, sometimes he tends to throw a little flat-footed. And if he throws flat-footed in this contest versus Georgia, they're going to pay, because they can force him into making at least two interceptions, potentially one pick six. I think Georgia and head coach Kirby Smart are going to be up for the challenge. Listen, we're going to take the Dawgs in this one to advance to the national championship game by the score of 38-26. And finally, in the Sugar Bowl in New Orleans, you're going to have the rematch once again. It's just going to be Alabama and Clemson getting it on one more time. Of course, Alabama comes into this game as a controversial at-large bid. They did not win the SEC. They did not even win the SEC West. But they began the season 11-0 before they lost their regular season finale on the road at Auburn. And they were the top-ranked team in the land throughout until that loss. They are taking on the defending national champions and Clemson, and this is the third consecutive year that these two teams will meet in a college football playoff. Of course, things are a little bit different this time around, because in the previous two matchups between these two schools, they were meeting in the national championship game. Now, some faces have changed for both of these clubs, but it starts with their head coaches that know how to get it done, and I'm talking about Nick Saban in Alabama and, of course, Dabo Sweeney for Clemson. And for Alabama, it's their running game. You look at running back Damian Harris and, of course, quarterback Jalen Hurts, and they have to set things up. And they're going to make this Clemson defense try to go out there and crowd the box and try to make Alabama make plays in the passing game. Clemson can definitely bring it on defense, as they are ranked number 6th in the nation for this unit under defensive coordinator Brent Venables. They have 44 team sacks on the season to go along with 14 interceptions. And just like it is for Georgia and Oklahoma, I think this Clemson defense is going to go out there and try to keep Jalen Hurts in the pocket. Easier said than done, but they've got to keep him in that pocket and make him make plays from there with his arm as opposed to his legs to change things up and take the momentum away from Alabama. Now, you talk about defense, you talk about the Tide, and Alabama is ranked 2nd in the nation this season in total defense, which includes them having 15 team sacks. We have a Deshaun Watson clone in Kelly Bryant at quarterback for Clemson, as he has allowed this team to not skip a beat. And if you look at this season, Clemson's only loss came on the road at Syracuse when Kelly Bryant got hurt. Now, when you think back to a few years ago when Nick Saban lost the regular season finale to Auburn and Alabama did not get to the SEC championship game, they were embarrassed in the Sugar Bowl at the hands of Oklahoma. They're going back this time against Clemson. And I know that revenge will be on the minds of Alabama as they are trying to win the rubber match in this series, so to speak. This is the new best rivalry in college football. And typically in the rematch, you always want to go with Nick Saban. However, in this case, Clemson has the better team. And I'm looking at Clemson's defense right now as it's going to be the difference in this contest. Thus, I'm going to take the Tigers to advance to the national championship game for the third consecutive year by the score of 27-23. And that is my outlook for the New Year's Six, folks. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single A affiliate of the New York Mets. And if you missed the fun and excitement here in 2017, the Cyclones 2018 campaign will begin this June down at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping the day's action from week number 17 in the NFL season. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.